With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. A week without avocado imports is enough to make fans of the healthy fat hit the panic button. Today, a wild story dealing with drug cartels, agricultural imports, and the reality of just how much of our U.S. avocado supply comes from our southern neighbor. As of Saturday, February 12th, the Mexican government confirmed that our government had suspended imports of all Mexican avocados. The reason for the abrupt halt? The U.S. plant safety inspector in Mexico had received a threat. This came as major media sources report that avocados are in fact the latest victim of drug cartel turf battles that are resulting in extortion for avocado growers in the western state of Michoacan, the only state in Mexico fully authorized to export to the U.S. market. How big of a deal is this? Obviously a concern when drug cartels are influencing trade, but it puts America in a tough spot for avocado supplies. Robo Banks' Dave Magana says that depending on the time of year, between 80 and 90% of the avocados bought in the U.S. do come from Mexico. But we can breathe a collective sigh of ooey-gooey, mushed-up green relief as of Friday, the Associated Press reporting a U.S. Embassy announcement that Washington was lifting the ban. I'm Haley Shipp. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News.